Miley, who is going to be showing at the Opera House an exhibition of fiber arts by local artisans of color in honor of Black History Month. And Irene, let's talk a little bit about what you're going to be doing. And also, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Hi, Ellen. Thank you so much for having me on your show here today. Basically, I'm a Southern girl, born and bred in Georgia. And I grew up in the 50s. And I rode in the back of the bus and was marching for my civil rights before I knew what civil rights were. So having the opportunity to put these artists on display and to do some education and to spark some interest in this type of program in this community is a real privilege for me.
That sounds really like it's going to make the exhibition all the more interesting, considering your background. And you're going to be talking about the use of symbols, I believe, in the crafts, quilts, and songs and poems in relation to the Underground Railroad. And just in case there's someone in the audience who doesn't know what the Underground Railroad was, can you fill us in on that as well?
Well, the Underground Railroad wasn't really a railroad as we know it today, but it was a secret way of transporting from house to house or from cabin to cabin, from place to place, slaves to the from the where they were enslaved to freedom.
When people were prone to run away from their masters.
Absolutely. Somebody decided that this was not something that needed to happen and that a change was needed. And so the Underground Railroad was born.
And this was mostly in the 1850s, 1860s?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And what about what actually happened here in Columbia County in relation to the Underground Railroad?
Well, a lot of people are not aware that the heaviest concentration of slaves were not in the South, but that was actually located right here in the Hudson Valley. The Underground Railroad is not something that happened in a faraway land, but in Columbia County, in Greene County, in Dutchess County, and so forth. And people were transported from here. They left in the dead of night on wagons. And most of these people could not read. So their means of their means of communication was these quilts or songs that they sang in the field.
I'll Fly Away is one of those songs, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about the artists that are in the show and what you're going to actually be showing.
On display will, first of all, be a beautiful duplicate or replica of an Underground Railroad quilt where each block was a message to the slaves. There will be a quilt by fiber artist Philip Patterson and myself, sculptures, masks, paintings by the Badilla family, crocheted pieces by Tony Cross and Leslie Cross, and children will have an opportunity to create their own code quilt.
Well, the quilt you're going to have on display, the Freedom Quilt, is that what it's called?
Yes.
And that will be a guide then to a little workshop you'll do with kids and families in,
oh, absolutely.
In making their own.
We're going to talk about each of the blocks and what they actually mean. These are traditional quilt blocks that we see every day with the various quilters and on our beds. But each of the blocks have meaning. For example, the monkey wrench. The monkey wrench was a, when they saw that, that meant get your tools together. We're getting ready to leave. Have everything all ready to go. Mm-hmm. And each of the blocks though traditional, had meaning in them. And there's a lot of controversy about the meaning, because if you will remember or realize that the slaves could not read, there's no written account of this. This was passed on from mother to daughter, from grandparent to whoever. And so these accounts are not written down. It's all word of mouth.
And are you going to have music there as well?
Oh, absolutely. Wouldn't be a show without the music. We're going to be singing some of the Negro spirituals, which also have meaning. There are directional ones and there are instructional ones. The Negro spirituals, some of them that we're going to be singing, Wade in the Water, Ride the Chariot in the Morning Lord, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. And the music will be provided by the Second Baptist Church Men's Choral Group, as well as one of the senior choir members, Miss Debbie McCoy.
And where is the Second Baptist Church?
It's located on Main Street in Catskill.
Oh, it's in Catskill.
Yes.
That's nice. Okay. So what else can you tell us about the show?
Well, it's going to be happening on Saturday, this Saturday, February the 11th, at 4 p.m. at the Opera House. And I'm inviting everybody to come out, join with us, and have this experience. We're hoping that this is not going... We've done this program before on a small scale, and hopefully there's a lot of interest in doing it again next year. So this is a build-up for expanding to bigger and better things.
That's the exhibition itself is just a one-day exhibition.
Absolutely.
From 12 noon to 5. It's and all of these programs
are... The display will actually be on all day.
Yes. Oh, it will. Okay.
Yes, yes.
And you're...
But the program itself will begin at 4.
At 4 o'clock.
Yes.
And at 2 o'clock, there's a lecture by a humanities scholar talking about African Americans in Abstract Expressionism. So it's a sort of full day.
Absolutely.
Devoted to Black History Month. Thank you so much for coming in. I really find it fascinating what you're doing, and I'm hoping that we can all be there.
Well, thank you very much, and I certainly hope you can be there.
Thank you, Irene.
Thanks. Glad morning.